Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you in hour number one at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night, and it is time to recap week two of the NFL season. And you know what? We're going to highlight the Philadelphia Eagles, who are off to a terrific start. They're one of our big storylines tonight on our program. They had that impressive 29-14 win over Chicago on Monday night. I know Eagle fans are certainly fired up. They absolutely, we've been talking about it all week. They love their rookie quarterback in Carson Wentz. Delighted to have with us the author, sports writer. He also he does it all. He's a baseball historian, but we've got him on the program tonight to exclusively talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a dear friend. That is Fran Zimnick. Good evening, Fran.
Hello, Elissa. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to hear your voice. It's wonderful to have you back on the program. And, you know, typically when you're on the show, we are talking about the Phillies, but there has just been so many storylines surrounding the Eagles. I'm like, I've got to pick up the phone and I got to give Fran a call and get him on the program, because tell us in your mind, why are they 2-0? What have they shown you?
A big part of the reason is that Chip Kelly is no longer here.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. Howie Roseman had been the GM, basically, yeah, before Chip Kelly came on board. Chip didn't like him, pretty much sent him out to the gallows, and the first thing that Jeffrey Lurie did after he fired Kelly was to bring Howie Roseman back, and he's basically systematically taken apart everything that Chip Kelly did. And you know what? The team is really good this year. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they're playing a little bit over their head, but I love the team, and the new coach, Doug Peterson, is fantastic, and I think they are definitely on the right kind of road for the future.
Yeah, they have really energized the Eagles fan base. So tell me this. I mean, what are your expectations?
It's really hard to say. I was a big Sam Bradford fan, and I think had he stayed, I predicted maybe 9 wins for them. But I'll tell you what, the way Carson Wentz looks, I think 8 or 9 wins is very, very reasonable. Mm-hmm. That he's playing within himself. The whole scheme is dedicated to helping him succeed and putting him in situations where he can succeed. And it's just been refreshing and exciting after 3 really annoying years to see a team. I can't begin to tell you what Chip Kelly was like here. And he just rubbed everyone the wrong way. And it's just nice to have him out of town. We have a fine young coach in Peterson. We have a great young quarterback. You know, the defense under Jim Schwartz, the new defensive coordinator, he's now running a 4-3, and they have just been stellar in the first 2 games and all through training camp and the exhibition games as well. So it's like all sides of the ball, the Eagles are just a much improved team right now.
Okay, so Fran, did you hold the belief that Carson Wentz could immediately step in and lead the Eagles as a rookie? Because obviously he is showing incredible maturity. He has adjusted beautifully to the NFL life. I mean, here's a kid out of North Dakota State. Are you kidding me?
Really? I did not, to be perfectly honest with you. And again, to be realistic, not to jump off the bandwagon, but he has played against the Browns and the Bears. On Sunday, he's playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is going to be a little bit of a tougher game for him, I think. But he's so mature, and he just has such a great attitude and incredible physical ability. He is absolutely the real deal. And, you know, I think the fact that he's starting earlier than anyone expected is only going to help him in his career, and that's only going to help the team, because there won't be growing pains next year. We're going to get rid of that this year. So it's just been exciting to see someone who we didn't know anything about come in here and just really set the town on fire.
Yeah, the big stage, it has not overwhelmed the rookie quarterback. And did you know, I mean, he's the first quarterback in the NFL to start and win the first 2 games of the season without throwing an interception. I mean, that's quite a stat.
It really is. And he hasn't even thrown into the hands of the defense. It's not like they dropped a pass or something. He's just making all the right reads at the line of scrimmage and throwing to the right receiver. And it's just amazing to see someone who didn't play a lot of college football, who threw, I think, 32 passes in the exhibition season. And now here he is, like you said, on the big stage, and he's not making any mistakes.
So how do you feel? You were talking earlier, you had mentioned Sam Bradford. How do you feel about him in terms of going to the Vikings? Because obviously he's showing that he's perhaps in the right situation there.
He is, but unfortunately now Peterson's hurt. I really like Sam Bradford. I thought he was a classy guy. I've liked him ever since he came out of Oklahoma, which is a school that some of us like.
Yeah, and, Boomer Sooner.
Yeah. I know. But I've always kind of rooted for him. He's had some injury problems. And, you know, he was as sharp as I've ever seen him in the games he played with the Eagles before the big trade. But tell you what, I think he's going to have a good year out there as long as he stays healthy. And maybe he is in the right situation there.
Just a few more minutes with Fran Zimnick tonight right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's an author, sports writer, a baseball historian. And while we've got you on the program tonight, why don't you give me a hit on the Phillies? How have they done this season?
It was a year where there were absolutely no expectations because it was a total rebuilding year.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to win. They've already won more games than they did last year. They've got a great manager in Pete McKenna. There's a new general manager that came on board that's made. They've gotten so many great young players. A year and a half ago, the Phillies had the worst farm system in baseball, and now they have one of the best. So they had some people that they got rid of, like Paul Hamels, who was amazing, Ken Giles, people like that. But they got so much in return, and it's just exciting to see some of the young pitchers do well. They have a first baseman that they got in a trade for Hunter Pence a few years ago, whose career was pretty much over because of concussion issues. His name is Tommy Joseph.
Yeah,
he was a catcher, and they had to take him from behind the plate and play him at first base. And he's got 21 homers and like 60 RBIs after being called up. So it's just exciting to see young players do well. And I think the Phillies franchise is definitely moving in the right direction.
Author, sports writer, he covers it all, whether it's the Phillies or the Eagles. Of course, the Eagles set for their big game against the Steelers on Sunday with a 3:25 kickoff. And they're coming off that win, 29-14, over the Chicago Bears. Fran, always a pleasure to catch up with you. It's been a while right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Big E.
Stick around, because coming up in hour number two is Nate Jackson, author and former NFL wide receiver and tight end with the Denver Broncos. And we've got a very special interview, an exclusive one to close out our program. That, of course, will be the legendary NFL coach, Dick Vermeil.